We cannot be afraid to ignite our passions, even in the midst of the nightmare. No. It is precisely then, when the nightmare's claws are digging into the thin flesh of our fading hope, that we must defy the nightmare and live. Truly live. And make no mistake, mere survival is not living. Scrounging for crumbs like a timid field mouse? Begging some simpleton who bumbled away into the role of heartless dictator for guidance? Not me. I choose to embrace everything that makes me human. I choose to carve my own way through this new world. I am not a lowly animal. I should not be acting like one. Humor me for a moment while I recount an old bio legend. Many of you listening will no doubt recall the campfire tale of Charlie Boy, who met his end at the hands of the Sukiyong at the Bogachita Swamp. But a lesser-known Charlie Boy tale is what I will regale you with now. As a youth, Charlie Boy was not one to adhere to rules. In fact, you could say the young lad was a bit of a miscreant. Thieving, vandalizing, terrorizing. Mischief was in his blood. And mischief is what made the man. On a sweltering summer's eve, one of those NOLA nights when the air was so thick and hot a dragonfly could barely get airborne, Charlie Boy set out from his home in the 17th Ward and skulked on over to the Garden District with revenge thumping in his chest. His family had been wronged by some rich folk landlord types who were scheming to get Charlie Boy and his family evicted for no good reason at all. Now, Charlie Boy knew there wasn't much he could do being just a 12-year-old beanpole, but he was not about to sit idly by and let old money greed ruin his family without landing a counterpunch. So out of chicken wire, Charlie Boy molded a huge head and put an old Pulcinella mask on it, the nose stretching down to the chin. He painted the whole thing black as night. With the head on his shoulders, Charlie Boy stood a gangly 7 feet tall. A messenger from the underworld. When he found the mansion of his oppressors, midnight about to strike, he slipped over the backyard wall and scanned the opulent home for a bedroom window to tap upon and give the sleeper inside the fright of their life. Make them think death itself had come for them. Tap, tap, tap. But there was no need. The patriarch himself was lounging outside, 10 Sazeracs deep in his nightly drunken stupor, half asleep and unaware. Charlie Boy knew this was his moment. He crept up and stood unnaturally tall behind this slob of a man, reached out and grabbed a spotty patch of thin hair atop his head and yanked. The man's head snapped back, eyes wide with terror as he stared up into the looming face of death. And his heart just stopped. In an instant, a 12-year-old boy was transformed into a man of power. A man who understood what a glorious weapon fear could be. A man who would never again allow anyone to tread upon him without consequence. In an instant, a legend was born.